So we're going to start today by talking about an exhibit that's coming to the UIS Visual Arts Gallery, and this one will be drawing inspiration from Rachel Lindsay with a site-specific installation. So explain to us what that means exactly, Jeff, and tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, so site-specific installation, I guess, entails a couple of things. One, an installation is something that is usually a type of work that engages the space that it's in, rather than just being a sort of pre-made object that can be displayed in almost any space. An installation entails that it's something that responds or is tailored specifically for the space that it's going to be exhibited in. And then site-specific, really in this case, means a couple of things. A, it follows on that notion that it's made specifically for this site, for our gallery, but also that it is an exhibition whose theme is tailored to the site of Springfield, that it's an exhibition that tries to sort of explore various issues of Springfield, Illinois.
And so the artist is Rosemary Williams,
yes.
And she'll be focusing on Springfield's past and present here, right?
Yeah, so the exhibition New Springfield is an exhibition that responds to, or at least takes as its sort of jumping off point, a novel written by Rachel Lindsay, who most people in Springfield are familiar with as a sort of local poet and a renowned poet, but who also wrote a novel titled The Golden Book of Springfield. And this is a novel that was written back in 1920. In that novel, Lindsay sort of envisions this utopia, this sort of utopic vision of world peace coming to Springfield, Illinois in the year 2018. So the novel that Rosemary Williams, the artist, is responding to is a novel that, of course, was written in Springfield's past, but that aims to project into the future this sort of idealistic vision of a utopian town. The vision cast by Lindsay in that novel was sort of projected to take place in 2018, and here we are 5 years before that deadline. And so Rosemary Williams is aiming to sort of check in on that.
And so one interesting thing about this is that she'll be using Google Map images, correct?
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so, you know, the exhibition is going to be heavily emphasizing photography, even though it's going to be an installation, and it will sort of allow viewers to participate and sort of look through a series of photographs. And though there are photographs that aren't necessarily derived from Google Maps, the heavy emphasis are going to be images of residences that the artist sort of went into Google Maps. You can go to that street view where you get right down on the street, and she's sort of using this software or whatever, this site, this website, as this tool to be able to try to find the right angle, the right view to get to capture sort of portrait of each house. And of course, her aim is to, and it's quite ambitious, to capture an image of every single residence in Springfield, which to what extent that's going to happen. And it's going to be an ongoing exhibition where we're going to keep adding images as they're able to be captured and sent to us throughout the duration of the exhibition. So it's going to sort of continue to unfold even after the opening reception. But yeah, so, you know, if anyone's looking for motivation to come out to the exhibition, there's a very good chance that your home is going to, if you live in Springfield, Illinois, your home is going to be a part of the exhibition.
And so the artist, Rosemary Williams, is not a Springfield native herself. Any idea why she became inspired or how she became inspired to do this work?
Sure. Well, it's really just the very nature of her practice and what she's interested in. And now the reason Springfield is simply because we reached out to her and you know, we were in the gallery. We're very familiar with her work and we're interested in what she might be able to do to make a project, make a body of work that does respond directly to our community in the Springfield. But it's really what her practice is. And everything that she does, wherever she's exhibiting, she really tries to engage that community by sort of becoming familiar with that location and with the people that inhabit that location.
So this exhibit, New Springfield, will run from October 7th until November 14th.
Yes.
So looking ahead in the season for the UIS Visual Arts Gallery, tell us what other artists will have their work on display.
We have Kevin Vieira as our sort of first exhibition in the spring. And he's known in the community as a premier tattoo artist, but also as a very successful contemporary painter. His work has always sort of dealt with the natural world, but yet they're always sort of magical representations of the flora and fauna of our location. And he tends to combine sort of almost approaches or approaches that are almost sort of scientific, that sort of reference scientific illustration, but yet with these sort of fantastical compositions in color. And so he's a painter, and we're always excited to be able to showcase a range of artists that are both national and sometimes even international, but certainly to be able to focus on and highlight local artists as well.
And so, speaking of which, it looks like all the exhibitions coming up are from individual artists, Kevin being an example of a local one, but then, like Rosemary, other ones who are from out of state.
Right, and so Rosemary is sort of located in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and teaches there in addition to her studio practice. And then after Kevin Vieira in the spring, we have Sean Fader, who's an emerging artist based in New York. We really try to represent and showcase a range of artists. And so last year we had an exhibition that showcased a collaborative pair of artists, and sometimes we'll have group shows like our alumni showcase. That was our first exhibition in the fall. But outside of the alumni showcase and perhaps our senior show at the end of the year, the featured artists are all individual artists. Yes.
And then backtracking a little bit around the holiday time, will you be doing your annual auction?
Yes, as always. And we're very excited about that. We're getting that underway, and we're always thrilled with that. Of course, it has always served as an auction and benefit that helps to fund future programming for the gallery. But we're really trying to expand it, the silent auction, in such a way that it really benefits the community, not just in the future in terms of our future programming, but also then that it gives them the opportunity to be able to see works, but certainly to purchase works at such a small fraction of the cost that those works go for in any other setting, because the artists donate works, and it's just, we set a very small minimum price, and then the pricing is just dictated by the sort of auction frenzy of people trying to outbid each other. But even with that, they tend to go for only a fraction of the cost that those works could be purchased for in any other setting. The silent auction, we're actually expanding the duration of that. I guess we'll still call it an exhibition. In the past, it was only 1 week long, and this time it's going to be 2 weeks. So it opens December 2nd, and that's when you can start bidding. But the final bidding and closing reception will be December 12th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.